بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تمہاری ہی کمزوری سے اسلام میں ذوق آیا تھا، جب تم قوی اور تندرست ہو جاؤں گے اسلام بھی قوی ہو جائے گا، اور تمہاری قوت کا طریقہ بجز اس کے کچھ نہیں کہ تم اپنی حالت کی اصلاح کا اہتمام کرو اور خدا تعالیٰ کو راضی رکھو. حضرت مولانا شیخ الثانی رحمۃ اللہ in this malfus is explaining the weakness of the Muslim Ummah of today, and he says that the only way to reform this Ummah, for this Ummah to become reformed and to regain its power, is to become morally reformed and to please Allah Ta'ala. There is no other way in which Muslims will ever become a nation to be reckoned with without moral reformation and obeying Allah Ta'ala. That is our power. The power of the Ummah lies in that. No, it does not depend on material power and numerical superiority or abundance of weapons and etc. The Kuffar army, it marches on the stomach. In other words, it must have material resources in abundance and be overloaded even with weaponry, etc. Then only they feel they can be successful. And the Muslim army, it marches on its iman, not on the stomach, on its iman. I mean, this has been proven by the Sahaba, and the stories of the Sahaba are not fairy tales. Their battle successes have been recorded by all the non-Muslim historians, from the Battle of Badr and all the other wars and battles, all have been recorded by the non-Muslim historians themselves, and they express surprise and amazement. They have no logical, no rational reason for to which they can attribute the victories of the Sahaba. For them, if it was not a reality, if they were not these battle successes, then obviously the people, everyone would have been under the impression these are fairy tales. But these are recorded facts. Once the commander, the army, sent a messenger to Amir al-Mu'mineen, to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, to Medina, that we require the reinforcements. The Roman army is too huge in front of us, and we require reinforcements. When the messenger came to Medina with this request, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala instructed him, say, go back and tell the commander of the army that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Battle of Badr, he had extremely few, the number was very small compared to the number that you have in your army today. So take Allah Ta'ala's name and attack the enemy, and don't ever refer to me again for reinforcements. Right. So he took this message and he gave it to the commander. When the commander heard it, he was renewed. Ruhaniyat came into him. Taking Allah Ta'ala's name, he made a powerful assault, and the battle was won. And here, just this one statement of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was sufficient to give them the courage. Why? Because they understood we are juniors and this is our Amir al-Mu'mineen. He's not a madman. He's not a person who's inexperienced, who talks and doesn't know what he's speaking. When a man of this caliber, our Amir al-Mu'mineen, who, when he makes such a statement and say we must not ask him for reinforcements, we must take Allah Ta'ala's name and launch the attack. So he knows what he's saying. He's got a taluk, a relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So there's nothing now for us to fear. Yes, we could not of our own accord, we could not have taken that decision, because in front of us we look at the facts and we did not, we lacked that insight which had Umar radiallahu anhu, but because of this senior, he gave us this command. So that in itself is a sign of victory. On another occasion also, when the Sahaba were confronting the Roman army, huge, massive army, Sahaba were very few compared to them. The messenger came from the front, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, our commander requests a reinforcement of 3,000. We must have at least 3,000 reinforcements. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala called one Sahabi and he said, go to the front, you are the reinforcement. They want 3,000 reinforcements, you go, you are the reinforcement. Now, it's madness there. It's madness. But he went. And when he reached there, the man asked, where the reinforcement? Said, I am the reinforcement. Taking Allah Ta'ala's name, they attacked on the battle. This is a historical battle. The Romans were defeated. So in this, so what was the secret of their success? Their secret, it was their Ruhaniyat. Their Ruhaniyat, being in the Sahabat, in the companionship of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they had gained such immense spiritual power that nothing in front of them could stand. They were such people who were truly, their hearts were in the akhirat, their bodies were in this dunya, but their hearts were in the akhirat. And for that reason they had so much successes. Once the Emperor Heraclius, he called the council of war, when he said, defeat upon defeat, the Romans are suffering. Despite the fact that we are so, our armies are so huge and superior, and these, at one stage they would say, they are the worms of Arabia, they haven't got proper clothing, they haven't got proper food to eat. And when they look at their army of the Sahaba, they've got no uniform, everything appeared to be unsystematic, no system there. How is it possible for these few Arabs, these wild Arabs from the desert coming with a few weapons, and they defeating us? And in that council of war, the priest also there, one bishop, he said, addressing the emperor, he said, I infiltrated the army, on one occasion, the army of the Muslims, and I was living amongst them. Their camps, firstly, the camps are meticulously clean. There's no filth in their camps. By night time, they are Rohban. See, by night time, Rohban means they are monks. It's the entire night time, they pray. And they cry like babies when they pray. And in the daytime, they are Fursan, they say powerful horsemen. Spirit fighters they are, and so there's no immorality amongst them. And on our side, look at our camps, are filthy, soldiers are drunk in the night time, filthy, immoral, zina, fornication is rife amongst them. So there's no hope, at least the emperor of victory against these people. They are men of God. Another priest said, it seemed that they have fallen from the sky, these people. So that is the success of the Muslims in the akhirat, and the victory in the dunya, and their respect also and success here also, it depends upon their moral reformation. If Muslims become moral reformed, then with the little bit they have, it will be more than adequate. I'll just take one example, the Taliban in Afghanistan. They are not people like the Sahaba. They haven't got that Ruhaniyat. But in the Ummah, in the entire world, they are still the best Muslims. They are still the best Muslims. They are primitive. Salat and Tarda, no nation is so rigid in, and so meticulous in observing the Salat and in Tarda. Although the Salat is all traditional, so many we have seen, they perform Salat without ruku also. Ignorant, what are ignorant among them? But they are Dini inclined people. They are primitive. 15 years America itself are battling them. They just don't give up. They are not gaining their success for sufficient for victory because they lack that ruhaniyat, the taqwa. They haven't got the taqwa which is necessary for outright victory. But at the same time, Allah Ta'ala is sustaining them. They are not defeated and they cannot be defeated. They continue and they will continue until go decades and decades, and the world superpowers won't able to vanquish them or defeat them. So the solution for the Muslim is that you must keep Allah Ta'ala pleased. Keep Allah Ta'ala pleased, obey Shariat, adopt the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not only a Sunnah, there are many people. Now they understand the Sunnah is only your dress, your beard, your kurta, towels above the ankle, that is the Sunnah. No, there are two types. This is the outward Sunnah, and then the inward Sunnah of the heart, the akhlaq, the Sunnah that almost in the heart of the mu'min. And everything must be meticulous in him. He must be, the heart must be attached to the akhirat. And the body must be in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, it comes in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala loves a person whose heart is attached to the masjid, is suspended, is connected with the masjid. When the one salat is finished, he waits in anticipation for the next salat. You know, salat is not a hobby. It's not just a ritual which is performing, a lifeless ritual. No, it has priority in it. It is more important than his family and is more important than his business. He don't put it off, the Salat. Yes, he will put his business off. He will let his business suffer a little bit, but he won't let his Salat suffer that thing. So that attitude, when that attitude comes into a woman, then he will gain taqwa. And as the taqwa develops, then he will gain tawakkul. And all the other akhlaq hamida, the beautiful qualities, attributes of moral excellence which the Quran and the Ahadith command, it will be cultivated and generated in the mu'min. So that is the solution to all our problems, worldly problems, and the solution for our akhirat also. It is in akhlaq, in moral reformation. And the way of moral reformation is jiske liye uski bhi zarurat hai ke jo log islah ke tareeke jaane inse rujoo karo. This is the condition for how you will gain that is that you must be in the companionship of those people who understand and know the ways of Islam, of reform and reformation. That is guides, spiritual guides, which unfortunately today you won't find. So, read the kitabs. Always keep the kitabs with you and read the kitabs that you, with the niyat of gaining Islam. Then inshallah ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will become your sheikh and he will guide you and you will become morally reformed, inshallah.